The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I played this one on the radio, 1972. What is this? What is this? Brandy.
Funeral
right?
music.
By, oh, God, who's the group? Which, I don't know.
I forget the name of it.
And that's still a great song.
Yes.
We used to play, when I was I started out in college, and then I went out.
Looking Glass.
Looking Glass, yeah. Good,
I looked it up.
Good. All right.
But they had a follow-up to this song, which was not as
You guys are too young to remember turntables in the studio, correct?
Stop, please. My first job, we had turntables.
No, you did not.
Yeah, of course
you
we did.
Well, turntables were making a big comeback.
The station I worked for had perfect album sites. How do you think that happened?
So we had an album. You would have two turntables. Each so you have a microphone. If you're watching now, you have the microphone in front of you, and then you have turntable to your right, turntable to your left, and maybe a third one for production. And then you would have a board in front of you where you have what they would call pots, old pots, where you turn knobs. You would turn the knobs, and the cue was you'd click them to all the way to the left. You'd hear in studio, and then you could boom, put it up. And then you would have to take meter readings. But the turntables were fun because you'd have to cue up the song and not knock the needle off and just keep this on there. But the stations I worked at, because the records got played over and over again, you would hear the scratchiness. Right. Remember those days?
Right. Yeah.
You would hear that stuff. So you know what? You're right. You know why turntables are making a comeback? Because the music in vinyl, you can't duplicate digitally.
Correct.
And you know who told me that? Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh.
Frank, he goes, the compression of digital music really hurts it. He goes, but with the vinyl grooves, that's how you hear it. Now, I got my kids all on turntables now, man.
The problem is that they're coming out with these albums again, but they're making them so cost prohibitive. Like, I looked in, Barnes & Noble, I think, sells records
books.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sell books, too, but they also sell albums. And you go in there, and the record is like $40.
No.
Yeah, the CD vinyl is $10. Yeah. Of course you're going to
know
the CD.
You know what? I think you're right. I found a Billie Eilish album. For
right.
Olivia.
All the new artists are putting their records out on vinyl. Yeah. The one thing, if you're just a casual music listener, not an enthusiast like you are, Joe, is, you know, the one difficulty of playing music on a record instead of these streaming platforms or digital devices is you have to flip the record, and then it still ends, right? So you can go to your Alexa, right?
Yeah,
and just say, Alexa,
it is much
play
easier.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it'll
right.
start playing.
Why would
Frank
you
Sinatra?
Want to flip a record over, you know?
Yeah,
because
no,
that just is,
no,
you can break out of sweat.
Agree. Well, no, you're right. You're right. But it is.
Honey, change the record. It's like before they had remote controls. Before they had remote controls in television, you change it. Me and Richie, my brother, we'd go like this. You're closer to the TV. You have to change it. And then we would have a contest. You know, we'd run back and forth. No, I'm farther away from the TV. You have to change the channel. Well, go ahead,
here's
Frank,
the
please.
Other one. No, but here's the other one.
No,
speaking of TVs with, you know, changing the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids now with DVRs and you can rewind and this and that.
Yeah.
In our day, it was, it's back on! Get in here! You're stumbling and running to try and not miss a scene or something. So that's...
Well, I still, when I flip the channel, Frankie, I still flip the channel. I like to just flip the channel to see what's
Me
on.
Me too.
The everything on demand. And then if I hit, sometimes I hit the wrong button and then it'll start and I'll go, what happened? They're playing what I just watched. Yeah, digitally, it's miraculous what they could do. But I like the old flippings. Let's see if we could find something that's on.
Well, you know what's interesting? A change that we've seen, not from 40 years ago, but from 10 years ago, is, you know, 10 years ago, people had these gigantic remote controls that were difficult to operate.
Yeah,
one for the DVD, one for the satellite, one for the cable, one for standard television, one for volume, one to turn it on, one to turn. And then you look like you're piloting the space shuttle with these devices. Now, I've noticed young people these days, they're paring that down, and they have one remote control that has one or two buttons on it, because a lot of them have cut the cord completely, and they just use it to navigate between apps. So the era of the big remote control that controls 900 items is over.
I still have the CD player. I have to use the remote control for the CD player. It's still pretty confusing to me. I don't like it. Is there any way you could do it like where there is maybe concise like that? You can do it. Oh, like, for example, you know what I'm thinking about getting? Apple TV. Should I get Apple TV?
Oh, don't. You have so many problems with these Apple products. Why do you want another one to further complicate your life? The Xfinity remote, they have a microphone on it, so you tell it what channel and it turns.
I love that.
Right.
I love
a lot of remotes do.
But it's hilarious because I don't do that.
I do Sinatra into the thing.
I'll go to like Amazon Prime or Netflix, and then a little thing comes on the screen. It says, next time, use your voice activated remote. Well, I don't want to. I want to exercise my fat thumb instead of my voice. How's that?
I like it. Amazing. Hey, Eric Mitchell's going to join us momentarily. A Marine veteran. He's a CEO of LifeFlip Media. He'll join us. Zen Sams. She's great. She's a lot of fun.
She is a lot of fun.
And we're going to talk Academy Awards with Zen. Mike Gallagher going to join us as well. And Rick Galvin, a firefighter, a New York City firefighter. And Stacy's going to come in this morning. We're going to talk about retro fitness.
Speaking of the Academy Awards, lowest rated. Academy.
Yeah, course. Frankie said that earlier. What's up with that?
We're going to chat about that.
All right, we'll check with Zen.
Eric,
can I grab a couple calls?
Sure.
Let me go to Big Julie. See, we have our Big Julie. Big Julie, welcome back to the show, brother. What's on your mind this morning, man?
Listen, Joe, I'm on a serious note today.
Yes, sir.
I was listening. This actually is for the mayor's office, if he's listening. I was listening to your show this morning as about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I heard a woman screaming.
Uh-huh.
So we go outside. We run outside. She got mugged. Hit on the head, bloodied, thrown on the floor, a working immigrant that this city has a sanctuary city for them. Those are the ones who are being victimized by crime. This poor lady works on the corner from my house, and to hear somebody scream at that early daylight and a criminal hitting this woman, like I say, Mr. Mayor, get your things together.
Yeah.
Julie, don't know what's going on.
Julie, what neighbor, you don't have to give us your address, what neighborhood is this in?
I'm in Williamsburg here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, so the mayor can also listen, the Hasidic Jewish community here, a lot of people don't like this mayor because he has no logic. All I can say is that they take our weapons away, they make things illegal for the people who are lawful, and they give it to the lawless. But to hear this woman, a working immigrant from a Latino country, which is, they sanctuarize people from other nations, are the victims of the ones are being criminalized, and they don't go to the cops because they're afraid of being taken away. But to hear that, early in the morning, my wife and I, and hear somebody that you know, I'm ashamed of this mayor and the way he treats his police officers who risk their lives. And guess what? The mayor, if something was to happen to him, guess what? He calls the cops.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I have to say, Joe.
All right, Julie, thanks, man. It happens. I don't want to say anything because I don't like to be an alarmist, but, you know, and I keep telling you this, when I started coming to this city back in the late 70s, that's how old I am, and it was a mess. And it really was a mess. And there was, you just accepted the crime. I told you once, Frankie, Joey's mom and I, Nancy, got held up at knife point. And the apartment robbed. Thank God we weren't hurt. It could have been so. And it was like that all the time. And it's happening all the time. Now you have to have consequences. And when you get in, to Julie's point, it's when you get these elitist pseudo-intellectuals and they take over and they're in charge of the parole board. That you should have police officers all on the parole board. They have these pseudo intellectuals that think they know. Oh, and they want to be forgiving. It's okay to lead with your heart, but if there's no consequence for some of these criminals, and you're not going to deal with these criminals in a logical way, you're not going to say, okay, we're going to be nice. We're going to let you back out. Please don't commit a crime again. Are you kidding me? They're gonna run right out in the street and attack the first person they see. We are in a tough situation now. And to Julie's point, and I tell you, listening, if you think that you're a Democrat and you vote, the Democratic Party is just, they're directionless now. They have nowhere to go. They're being assaulted by the progressive socialists on the left, and they're being pulled that way. And the common sense blue dog Democrats are just floating aimlessly. They don't know where they are. Yet you keep putting these people in office, they're going to keep pandering to think what's right, and they're going to be letting criminals out on the streets, and they will have no respect for the United States military or for United States law enforcement or federal law enforcement. It's time to do a revolt vote. This is why the president is in office. We'll take a little break now. Debbie's are they ready for us at 8:14? Debbie, we got you there, girl?
Yes, I'm here for you, Joe.
You know,
I'm
you're unbelievable. You. Mm-hmm. Frankie's giving me a break sign. We're going to change the format just a little bit. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Zen Sams, we want to make time for Eric Mitchell. Debbie, do you see how dependable this young lady is?
I'm here for you. Oh, you know I love you, Joe. Oh, got you back here. No problem.
Oh, please. You know, you are the only one. I got no...
Oh, no, there's a line of women behind me. There's a line of women behind me. You just don't see them right now. Believe me, they're all waiting in line. I know them by name. There are plenty of them.
Oh. Debbie, I love you, girl, more than I can tell you. Quarter after 8 o'clock, Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the Cross Bronx westbound. It's still really busy at White Plains Road. Accident blocking lane. Delays back to the Bruckner. Eastbound side of the Bruckner, the Bronx River Parkway. It's a crash over there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing a lot of volume on the LIE west at Yaphank Avenue over in Suffolk County. Really serious accident. Car went across the median. So watch for an investigation there. Southern State West at 111. That's a collision as well. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30. Garden State Parkway North at 147. An accident up through Bloomfield. It's still busy on 15 South at 80. They just cleaned up a crash in Wharton. 202, 206 by the Somerville Circle. An accident. And watch for delays on the Sawmill South at Ashford Ave into Dobbs Ferry. An accident in the right lane. Checking in on the forecast. Rain today, a little bit foggy. High today of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager doesn't see fair elections from the DNC.
My only agenda on this issue is to figure out how do we have honest elections. The Democrats do not want honest elections, in my opinion. They are opposed to the idea that you must identify yourself when you vote.
The most solemn thing that is done in a free country
you can do without an ID.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Delarusso Laser Vision is the only place to go for all your eye care needs. They specialize in LASIK surgery, but also cataract treatment, eye exams, and a variety of designer eyeglass frames. They're a private family practice with locations in New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Lake Success, Long Island. You can't find the years of experience Delarusso Laser Vision has anywhere else. Dr. Joseph Delarusso pioneered LASIK surgery, and along with his son, Dr. Jeffrey, they've performed over 165,000 procedures. He's been featured on Good Morning America, 2020, Good Day New York, 60 Minutes, and in the New York Times. The Delarusso Laser Vision team works with the best and safest lasers. Even Frankie and Al got their LASIK done by Delarusso. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Delarusso Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Delarusso. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit delarusso.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My next guest is our New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Last time you and I spoke, the New York State Pension Fund was doing very well. How are we doing now?
Well, we're still doing very well. We still have one more quarter, but we are certainly ahead of the $210 billion we were at. Yeah, we're benefiting from a strong market, and we have a great confidence in our asset allocation. We just updated it, but we're always vigilant. Our retirees are living well into their 80s and their 90s, so the payouts, frankly, are getting larger. So while we're growing the fund and making money, we're very cognizant of the fact that our obligations for the future are also growing as well. So unlike other states, we ensure that we fulfill our commitment to our public workers, our public retirees. Our pension funds are well-funded, and we're going to continue to protect that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Zen Sams will join us. You know, also, we have Eric. Eric Mitchell's going to join us. He's coming up. He is the... we've got a lot to get into this morning. We got a lot to get into, and we appreciate you staying with us. It's one of those shows I like because I have attention deficit disorder. I like to keep it jumping up and down. Mike Gallagher is going to join us this hour as well. But I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you the 825. I give you that extra minute. It's 819 right now. You got 5 minutes to call, 855-621-9949. I love Route 22 Toyota because I like respect. I love reliability. I love class. I like character. That's what you will find at Route 22 Toyota. Every single person that works there starts from Iggy Giuffre. It goes to Chris and to Johnny and Carmelo and Chester, the whole team, Alex Cancella. This is a stellar dealership right there, and you don't have to deal with dummies. You will never have to deal with dummies. No shenanigans, no rigmarole. Nothing but just pure honesty, like the 0% APR financing. Where are you going to find that? Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You're not. Now we have this for you. To get you over to Route 22 Toyota, first five callers, next 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. It's 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, all you got to say is, Joey sent me. I'm telling you, if you say, Joey sent me, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. Boom, you win a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you tell them, hey, Joe says hi. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, we are just so blessed to have Zen Sams with us because, you know what, I really wanted to stay onto law enforcement, and you know what a proponent I am of the military, law enforcement, and how to keep the city safe, and Eric Mitchell is going to get into it momentarily, but Frankie said, Zen is here. I said, let's talk to Zen. Let's just take a break from all of the problems that we have. We'll chat Academy Award, and we love Zen, thank you for coming in this early in the morning.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. Great.
Oh my, you're so formal. You're shaking my hand.
I know. we did a hug off camera, though. I'll do the hug is great, too. Do you like that? I have to be so careful now. You know, it's like our girl Kara behind us, you know, she's such a nice
she's
kid.
A
she's a kid, right? So yesterday, all the corporate people came in. So Kara had, we got all extra dressed. So I said, oh, you looked very pretty yesterday with your, and, but did, can I say that in this?
Yes,
I'm afraid
course.
Was that okay, Kara, that I said that was okay? See, I could say
you know,
to
what,
a.
You're a charmer.
Am I a charmer?
You're a charmer. You're definitely a charmer. But you could say that, and you can also be just as gracious as you always are. And I don't think women have an issue with men complimenting them. I think
I'm a charmer.
The issue is
what are you
when
looking
men
at me for?
When men cross the line. But you know,
yeah, no. I think you really learn respect instantly when you have three daughters like I do. You know what I mean? And you
three
want
beautiful daughters.
Yeah, thank you. You're very kind. Because and also with the young guys, these young, I don't want to say mamelukes, but oh my gosh, with the young guys, huh?
Oh my goodness, yes, it's definitely
older men are little.
It's kind of creepy, right? As a dad, when you see that and you see your girls on social media and you see other men commenting, like you're kind of wondering what.
It's so true with the young boys. Fortunately, they've been okay up to this point. But I get so protective. So, great outfit, by the way. Look at you. You're such a fashion plate. Will you look at that? I love this.
You know, I have to represent. It's still Fashion Week. I mean, I carry fashion with me. People
Zen.
Ask a lot of questions.
So,
who dresses you?
Briefly. No, don't. Who's your designer, right?
Yeah.
So you're modeling early on at a very young age in New York.
I started off when I was 16, 17 years
Good
old.
Good gosh almighty.
Did Fashion Week many times over.
Wow.
I remember doing the Pop Lux fashion show one year, and it was chaos behind the scenes, in front of the scenes.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those moments where, you know, you talk about it forever as a model and as an actor. People say to me, what's the craziest, you know, things that have happened backstage, and I said, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
I've literally seen it all.
Yeah.
From, you know, men, women, everything in between. It happens because it's fashion week is, you know, it brings out every fashionista out there with tons of personalities, and you got to either love it or hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and when you're under the gun, the quick changes. I can't imagine that.
Oh, I've learned to change in a room of at least 500 people, and I never had a clothing item removed from my body. I've managed to stay clothed but still change an outfit very strategically.
I want to talk about the Academy Awards, but I got to ask you, because my second wife, my last wife, I've only had two. That sounds worse.
Your second wife. It sounds like there's a lineup.
I know. There's not. There really isn't. But we like to joke that there is, but there really isn't. But Kimberly was a model early on with Elite. And I remember, and I always used to wonder, when you walk that catwalk, that's got to be. I mean, I'm a performer and entertainer live on stage where there is no safety net. I understand that. But there's kind of a rush to that, you know.
Absolutely a rush. And it's for every performer. And I've been trained, you know, classically trained, conservatory trained, theater-wise as an actor. But as a model, when you walk the catwalk and you see all those people in front of you, you're either going to freeze or you're going to embrace the moment and keep walking.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you love the spotlight and if you thrive on that, then the catwalk is the best rush.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even compare it to, you know, a vodka cranberry. It's a rush because you see everybody watching you. You take it all in. You represent the designer. You know, you have great posture. Mm-hmm. You've prepared for this mm-hmm. moment for probably a week or two.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's rewarding.
Yeah. And as a beautiful woman, I got to ask you this. I worry about my girls because I tell you what, I've been blessed. How do you offset those creepers that come? You have a sixth sense, right? I see in my girls.
I do.
So, guy, hey, is there something that they do that they say? I mean, because you're hit on
constantly. It's an energy. You know, it's an energy. I think women, the best thing that women have going for, that we have going for us, that women across the world, is our intuition. And a woman's intuition is as acute as...
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
And so when we sense things, and mainly I think it became even more acute when I became a mom. And I really started sensing energies across the board, good, bad.
Yeah.
And I think women can sense it. They know what, you know, they can sniff it a mile away.
My daughters, I'll walk through the room with my daughters. The guys, I told you, we're like, what? Hey, what's going on? Girls, boom, they got the room in a second.
Yeah,
I see it. It's like a gift. Hey, so the Academy, you're a filmmaker, and, you know, you're married to a producer, so you know the business. Why didn't 1917 win Best Picture? Should 1917 have won? This, if you're listening, watching now on YouTube, Joe Piscopo with Zen Sam's 826 on AM 970, the answer. You know, I all respect to Parasite, all respect to, I love the South Korean community. That was beautiful. 1917 was, I thought.
Incredible, right?
I thought so.
Sam Mendes.
I thought so.
Did a great job. You know, it's a hard question as to why it didn't win. I couldn't tell you. But what I do think, I would have liked to have seen at least Sam Mendes take home a Best Director award for 1917.
Amen to that.
I feel like Parasite, and it was a great film. And I think the Academy really, that was a great PR move, by the way. I think that, you know,
do they vote like that, do you think?
I mean... They don't necessarily vote like that, but I think that the Academy had it in, you know, across the board as a top contender, gave it many awards, primed it, prepped it, it got to where it should be.
Yeah.
And if it was competing with fairly across the board, then I do think Sam Mendes should have won for Best Director, because I feel like 4 awards, was it deserved in every single category?
Mm-mm.
No, not for Best Director. My opinion.
Thank you for saying that. And if you're listening, watching, you got to check out
those single shots in 1917.
How did they do that?
It's incredible direction.
Not to give it away, because Frank, you didn't see it yet, Frankie Faber?
I saw it. I've seen everything.
I've seen everything.
Yeah.
So they had the single shots of guys running through the trenches of World War
One,
and I kept saying to myself, "How could they?" But then I saw how it was made. They built those trenches.
Absolutely, yes.
That was sensational, and they hung the cameras
at its best.
Yeah, it really was.
It was, and so I think, I don't know, another, perhaps it had something to do with a plot line, another war movie. You know, the Academy wanted to really
good point.
Diversify. It was a blow in the face again for women. I mean, across the board, I would have loved to see Lulu Wang nominated for The Farewell, or Greta Gerwig for Women. Marielle Heller for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and the nerve of the Academy where they had Janelle Monáe perform.
I knew you would say that.
a beautiful day in the neighborhood, yeah, and then...
Yeah. I was waiting for Eddie to come out, by the way.
Right?
Eddie Murphy to do Mr. Robinson. Yeah, it was the beginning. So go ahead, finish your talk.
She performs this song, and I feel like they completely snubbed the category, women across the board. I mean, even Melina Matsoukas for Queen and Slim, or how about Hustlers, Laureen Scafari? I mean, all of these women, these incredible directors.
Interesting.
And yet across the board, we saw Scorsese for The Irishman, Todd Phillips for The Joker, Sam Mendes for 1917, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean, Bong Joon is a sensation. I mean, clearly the room loved him, and he has the quirky hair, the funny smile,
South Korea
dimples,
director,
you know, people love him, and clearly the room felt happiness for him, and so did I mean, look, Parasite was an incredible movie. It was well done.
Although Renee Zellweger, how great was her speech? I mean, that was great. I love the way she thanked everybody. She was meticulous. She remembered it all. I thought that was the best speech of the night. She got
really?
Up for what was the name of the Judy Garland film? What was it?
Judy.
Well, how about that?
Judy.
So, but Judy Garland, one of the great entertainers of all time, and then she went on, and I was saying to myself as I'm watching this, Judy Garland, please, because she's thanking everybody, and going down to hair, makeup, design. Then she says, Judy Garland never had the honor to win one of these. That was beautiful how she said that. I thought
it was a great tribute to Judy Garland. I think Renee Zellweger is an incredible, incredible actor.
Oh,
and I think that she has a great story. What a comeback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Many men have taken hiatuses, right? And they've taken big gaps in career for family, recovery, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But very rarely does a woman in Hollywood take such a long break and come back and win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
Oscar.
And well, interesting
who
to that.
Who else has done that?
Well, and interesting that a guy could do it, Joaquin Phoenix. My goodness gracious. You would have think after he went on Letterman and he made people, who's this weird guy? He wins Best Male Actor. You
but
know?
He's an incredible actor. I mean, he's
scary, right?
There's many layers to that man.
Did you like the speech? The speech was so weird. But you know what?
You know what? My mother-in-law said the same thing.
But he was.
Oh, by the way, Larry, happy birthday. It is my father-in-law's birthday.
There
today.
You go. Doing
and
it
I
right.
I wanted to shout out a big happy birthday to Larry.
Happy birthday, Larry. You know, and to Mo and Curly as well. I mean, it's just.
My mother-in-law said, yeah, that speech was kind of weird. And I said, well, you know, it kind of made me like him a little bit more because I felt he was like this very dark person. And then it was kind of humbling. I know that nobody likes when celebrities, especially during Academy Award season or Emmy or BAFTAs, get up and use the acceptance speech as a political statement as a way to, you know, convey a message. But in particularly in this case, I think he's eager to get a message across. And now that he has enough star power to do it, it's kind of like it's redemption. Like he went up there and he apologized. He said, I'm sorry for being hard to work with over the years.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that.
I think we need to really just start embracing one another and the planet. And it was excessive in many respects, but the sentiment was there and the award was very well deserved. So although a lot of people may have thought that the speech was a little bit weird, I think a lot of the Gen Zs loved the speech, and I'm a millennial. I mean, otherwise it's Gen Y. I can't keep up with these terms, I liked it. Sorry,
Zen
I
Sam's
did.
And a proud mom. I love
very
that about you. How old is your baby now?
She's 4.
Oh,
she's 4 years old.
The best. God bless you, girl. Valentine's Day for the knuckleheads. We don't know what to get. I have no one to give any Valentine to, but what does a guy get a girl for Valentine's Day, Zen?
Oh, my goodness. That's a loaded question.
Yeah, all right. So
it depends who you ask, and it depends what the age range is. But here you go. You can never go wrong with diamonds.
Frank, Al, there it is. Boom.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, Zen. Thank you.
And that's a wrap.
I love it.
Zen, my wedding anniversary.
Make sure you dump that.
My wedding anniversary is in 2 weeks, so that's the when they get the present.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, boys. You heard it from Zen herself.
Diamonds are forever.
8:33 with Joe and Zed. You're the best. Thank you. So great
Thank
to see you,
Joe.
Always. All right. God
Thank
bless
you.
With the baby as well. Big Al Gattulo coming up right now with the headline news live and local. You're watching. You're listening. AM970TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio making his case in Albany, arguing that Governor Cuomo's proposed state budget will hurt New York City. Yesterday was Tin Cup Day in the state capitol as local leaders appealed to the state legislature for money. At issue was Governor Cuomo's proposal that towns and municipalities cover Medicaid spending increases above 3% annually, something Mayor de Blasio says will be devastating to the city's finances. In 2013, the state agreed to cover all Medicaid spending in order to achieve a 2% property tax cap, but that policy appears to have led to a nearly $6 billion budget deficit. The city council is expected to pass a bill this afternoon that would punish drivers who rack up speeding and red light camera violations. The bill creates a dangerous vehicle abatement program for drivers who get at least 15 speed camera tickets or 5 red light camera tickets in a 1-year period. Those such drivers would then have to take a driver safety course or risk having their car impounded. The law would go into effect for 3 years and have to be renewed after that. In sports, the Islanders are looking good after putting the hurt on the first-place Capitals last night, winning 5-3. Isles climbed to 32-16-6. They're only 3 points out of second place. Nets over the Pacers, 106-105. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Southern State West at 111, a collision. It's busy on the LIE West at Yaphank Avenue over in Suffolk County. Serious accident there. More volume LIE West getting out toward Round Swamp Road than your building getting out toward the Queens Line. Expect delays cross Bronx West at White Plains Road. Accident still out there taking one lane. It's still kind of busy across the board at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Expect delays on 78 East Exit 24. An accident on the shoulder, 202-206, as you head up through the area of Brown Row, getting up into Bridgewater. It's an accident, another accident by the Somerville Circle. Palisades Parkway, south, exit 10, getting down toward Nanuet. Accident just pushed off to the shoulder. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, fog, high today of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Syracuse and NC State are in the logjam of the ACC standings, and they'll fight it out in the Dome tonight. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Coach Jim Satterlin and me for Orange pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Software Engineer 2, Peloton Interactive, Inc. in New York, New York. Job description: conduct complex software system development to build scalable and responsive back-end systems on a public cloud. Design and implement efficient storage systems using both SQL and NoSQL databases. Build real-time, scalable, fault-tolerant data pipeline and streaming services. Analyze big data systems and maintain data integrity. Simulate high traffic usage to load test back-end systems. Resume to christina.ellis@onepeloton.com. Job code 49134.0010.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Sorry. One of those shows, 837, Joe on the radio. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, we're excited. We have Eric Mitchell with us, and he's going to talk about law enforcement and Marine veteran. Very proud to have him, CEO of Life Flip Media. I want to tell you about another great America. Is it Beth Connor's birthday today?
It is.
We should give her a call, Beth Connor. You know, because when you turn 30, I think that's a big birthday for her. So we should, Beth Connor, and I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, estate planning. I'm going to tell you all about that. But Beth, happy birthday. This is one of the most glorious gals I've ever met in my life. Beth is Mike Connor's wife. She is from Louisiana. And when you talk about a true Southern belle with character and respect and charm, oh, she's the best. And if that doesn't tell you how great Mike is, because Beth, or certainly their son Michael, it's a beautiful family. So if, like me, you got a kind of a lot of baggage, I'm being kind, you know, and I mean just a lot of issues. Let me use the word issues, not baggage. And where's your money going to go, your financial legacy? Who's going to come around? Who's going to be hovering around at the wake, you know? You don't have anything to say about it. Hey, who's getting that money? There's a Mama Luke somewhere in your life. You know it. You got to go to Connors and Sullivan. You get a free initial a consultation from one of the lawyers at Connors and Sullivan. Call Lisa over there. Bridget will be there. Kelly, Rose, Justin, the great team, Mike, and the beautiful Beth will be there at Connors and Sullivan. All right, and we'll put the weight of the world will be off your shoulders financially with your estate. Go to Connors and Sullivan, the power of attorney, healthcare proxy, any of those issues. You want to go to power of attorney, Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You can listen to Mike on the radio right here on AM 970, The Answer, 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings, or on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission, at 8 a.m., Connors and Sullivan.
They do have faces for radio, but you can still watch The Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube, AM970TheAnswer.com.
There's Bruce, baby, with Joe on the radio. Good morning. You got to let it start. I mean, there's a law that you got to let Springsteen sing once the song starts. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Frank's favorite song. Come on, give me the words. What is he saying?
You're good.
Thank you.
I don't understand. You got to hear it. I'll listen to Max here. Come on, greatest band in the world. Eric, am I right or wrong? Bruce. There we go. Oh, you can't play Bruce. Politically, he's this. Politically, he's that. I don't care. One of the greatest rock group. When you see him, Frankie Fibro, Eric Mitchell, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
I feel I know you. We have some great folks on the show this morning who are part of this family. I want to take Frankie to a Bruce Springsteen concert. I want to take you 3.5 hours in the Meadowlands. Come on. We'll all go, man. This will be great.
I would not be able to avoid giving him the Heimlich maneuver. Right. That's what
Frank,
it sounds like.
Frank would go if he was allowed to drink like 4 whiskeys before going in.
Done deal. Done deal. Right?
No, I've been invited. Nothing against Bruce. You can't knock him.
He was at the Prudential Center, and when I was there at the Devil's Game with little Charlie, I was dying. Bruce played the Prudential Center, which is great because it's, you know, it's like for him, that's a tight arena, 15,000, whatever it is. I would love to have seen that. I'm going to get you there, Frank. This could be funny.
We'll see.
Are you a music fan, Mr. Marine?
I actually have a huge music fan.
Bruce,
talking about Springsteen, of course. Yeah. Billy Joel, too.
Billy's the best. How about this guy selling out, Mr. Joel selling out Madison Square Garden? Like, I mean, he's like, records are held by Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. How cool is that? Imagine doing his residency. I'll do a residency at a club that holds like 150 people. He's a residency at 20,000 a pop,
right?
This guy. Unbelievable.
Just at MSG. He's just like, no big deal.
I know.
Where my residency's at.
And he's so loyal to New York, Billy is, and a genius that he is. Hey, Eric, thanks for your service, brother, as a United States Marine. Tell me about Paris Island again, will you? I'm such a geek. I always wanted to be at high school. I can't go to college. And by the way, I want to just plug Life Flip Media, CEO of Life Flip Media. All right, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on in the world today. I always wanted to go, like, hey, Pop, I'll go to Paris Island. I'll go into basic training and be a United States Marine. But my father said, no, you're going to college. And he never told me anything. He never told me anything, rest his soul. He was a captain commissioned to be a major in the United States Army Air Corps. And he said, nope, you're going to college. But, Pop, I'll go in. But all my buddies were coming back, you know. It wasn't easy, sure. Vietnam back in the day. Paris Island, 6 weeks, Paris Island?
No, 16. It was 16 weeks, and I did, just to be correct,
I would have failed.
Just in case anybody that I know is listening. Yeah. I'm a Hollywood Marine, so I did San Diego, but I do have Paris Island for you.
What does that mean?
Because San Diego, we have two boot camps in the United States Marine Corps. One for the West Coast, the other side of the Mississippi goes to San Diego.
But San Diego's got to be as tough as Paris Island.
No, PI. I'll give PI. My brother graduated from there. After I went in, he went in.
Yeah.
And Paris Island's different. They've got bugs, humidity. We have San Diego. Come on, it's beautiful in San Diego. Like, perfect weather year-round. The only thing we deal with is
instructors in bikinis. Yeah, that's great.
They probably won't agree with me that if my DIs are listening, I'm sorry. But, my grandparents actually lived in Beaufort, South Carolina, which is the city right outside Paris Island.
Yeah,
so I went there as a little guy. I've got pictures of me in, like, Miami Vice shirts, standing by some F4 Phantom. It's funny. Then I end up going there for my brother's graduation after I graduated a long time before.
Yeah, God bless you. How long are we in the Marines?
10 years total.
God bless you, brother. Now, tell us about Life Flip Media before we go. I'm going to get a plug for your company.
We help veteran brands and influencers get media exposure, get them out there. I love supporting our small veteran business owners. There's so many of them out there, and they're doing amazing things, so they deserve a fair shake.
Yeah. Eric, being a warrior, Afghanistan, do you stay there? Do you leave there? Frankie says, let's get out. Tucker Carlson says, let's get out. We have Colonel McGregor, who's a great patriot, as you know. Get out while you can. I'm thinking of my father. Get in there, bomb the heck out of them, take it over. You know, I mean, but I'm a chicken hawk because I don't mean to be a hawk, but I never served. What are you thinking as a former Marine?
I'm going to go with Frank and everybody else. Absolutely, we need to be out of there. If you got to think about it, we now have third generation of fighters now going over there. Fathers and their sons and their other sons are now
going.
You know what?
You're
crazy.
Right. Well, how come when I talk to somebody, it's like third tour, fourth tour? Are they getting commissioned to go back there, or is that voluntarily?
I mean, of course it's a volunteer force, but these awesome warriors choose to go back. This is what they do. They have
God
love for their country, so they go back.
Yeah.
I mean, we just saw it yesterday, right? We saw this representative out of Minnesota who said that the GI Bill should be for every American now. I saw that it was breaking yesterday, and I had to laugh. I'm like, we volunteer to serve our country. You get that if you go to recruiter's office. They'll play for your college. They paid for mine. They've paid for some of my friends. So, you know, Afghanistan is just a mess. But those guys keep volunteering. Those two fallen warriors from this weekend, both were on their third and fourth tours. It's crazy.
They were.
Extreme
tours.
That's crazy.
But you're right. Ilhan Omar calling for the GI Bill to apply to all Americans. You know, how out of it is this gal? Her and Rashida Tlaib. I don't understand it. I mean, they don't understand. It's nice that you're a young guy. You understand the compassion that we have in this country, the respect that we have, certainly for the military.
Absolutely.
My father bought his first house in Belleville, New Jersey, on Copper Place with the GI Bill. Right. You know how much that house cost? You're taking $8,000, that house. They bought a house with three kids in Belleville. It was the GI Bill. And I always said that. Even if I ran for office, I always say, for first responders, they shouldn't have to pay a state income tax.
Absolutely.
In New York, New Jersey. Get a little bit of a break, for crying out loud, you know?
For sure.
And so now, with respect to the president and the military, this is the guy you want in charge. If you're a military person, what he's doing with veteran affairs, how he is dealing with the military. And, I mean, you have high marks for President Trump.
Oh, absolutely. President Trump is doing a great job for our military, active duty, and our veterans. He's really putting a focus on us. You saw his big focus on mental health last year. It's huge. We are losing 22 vets a day to, suicide. And it's important to us to have a president that speaks up for that, because it's real quick to go in and throw a measure to prevent the president from going to war. But how about going in and making a quick measure to help our veterans? And the scary thing is, Joe, and you talk about the Vietnam vets, that's the fastest growing of suicide numbers in our country.
No, wait, whoa. The Vietnam veterans, who are probably my age, in their 60s, and then they're killing themselves? Mm-hmm. And what is the impetus to that? I mean, just think about
the difference of them coming home from the wars.
It's terrible.
And I'm not trying to downplay Vietnam at 10 years and Afghanistan at 19, but you got to think about it. They came home and they were spit upon and not treated like our warriors when we come home, where we have the greetings on, any arena, stadium across the country. Yeah. Somebody's running up doing the reunion tour, which we all love, brings a tear to the eye. But it's just, heartbreaking. They've kind of been left behind, not focused on. And until President Trump came in, the VA's been a mess. And he's really gone out to, no, we're not going to have oh, you're having a mental health issue? Call back in 6 weeks. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? The NYPD has an issue as well, you know? Mm-hmm. But the Vietnam veterans, and I love, and a shout out to all our Vietnam veterans, because that is my generation. And when they came home, what Eric is talking about is at 8:47 with Joe, Eric Mitchell, CEO of LifeFlip Media, former Marine, is that when they would come home, they were, I could remember the hippies. And I couldn't stand the hippies. Forgive me. By the way, those hippies are all teaching our kids now in college. I'm sorry. They're my age, David, but that's the problem. Excuse me. I'm just saying. The hippies would go up there, and they would start yelling and vilifying these soldiers. And I would say, whoa, do you think they want to be there? They served valiantly, you know? And even I said, and as a, you know, I always say, they say Vietnam was a waste. I really think that was the start of the domino effect to knock down communism that led to... you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. It started in Vietnam, and even in Korea. I hate to think that any soldier dies in vain, but then cut to the Middle East and the mess in the Middle East. You're saying just get the heck out.
Absolutely.
And even in Syria as well, you're thinking?
Oh, yes. We need to be out of that entire... We've been there. This is... We're going back to biblical times with the folks in the Middle East. Yeah. They love fighting each other. I mean, Afghanistan especially. I mean, think about the Russians before us or the Soviets back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you look at that, they pulled out... They gave us the warning how long it took for them to try to get out of there. So the same thing is occurring again. We need to be out of that whole area. It's just, it is a mess. But we're losing soldiers right and left. And what are we fighting for?
I know what Senator Lindsey Graham says. He goes, keep the fight there so it doesn't come here. How would you answer that?
I don't think the fight will always be brought here. That's what the enemy wants to do. They don't like us. We all see that, you know, even after, unfortunately, on 9/11, when clearing houses in Afghanistan, you saw huge pictures of the towers on fire. I mean, these folks geek out on attacking our country.
Yeah.
So it's always going to – the fight there is going to want to bring it here. So we need to be back here. We could fight our own here. We've been blessed since, you know, two decades of safety here in our country, and we're getting really good at it. I feel very safe when I travel. So, hey, you know, they're not going to come here.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, so tell us about LifeFlip before we let you go, man. And if someone's listening, a Vietnam veteran's listening, not feeling so good about himself, herself, or a police officer – you know, that's just under all this pressure. Can they get in touch with you at LifeFlip in this regard?
Absolutely. They can talk to me and I can point them in the right direction. Or if they're having immediate, make sure they call the National Suicide Hotline.
Yeah.
That's always a good number. There's always somebody there to help you. LifeFlip, one of the big things we offer is any veteran brand that's out there. We provide free media placement for them. So if you're a veteran-owned company, reach out to us and we'll take care of you and we'll help you get some media.
And online we can find you where?
EricLMitchell.com.
Did you see that Joe Franklin introduction? And we can find you where? Martin Paints. Eric, you're a good guy, man.
Thanks
for, you know, you're a great American. Thank you. A great patriot. Thanks for your service to the United States. And thanks for hanging out and fighting the traffic coming down here like a true Marine. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads. Hi, Debbie. She's got traffic for you right now on AM 970 The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Eric. And thank you for your service. God bless you. Let's see what's happening right now, guys, as you head to the Cross Bronx westbound. It's busy. Bruckner all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Busy on the eastbound Bruckner right in toward the Bronx River Parkway with an accident there. Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Kew Gardens. Accident in the left lane. We're still seeing this problem as you head over to North Ocean Avenue. Serious accident southbound getting down toward Granny Road. Out through Carum, a car went over the guardrail. Over on Sunrise Highway westbound, that stop and go out past Horse Block Road in toward North Belport with a collision. Inbound GWB down to 15, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes in. Still tough on the Garden State Parkway North at 147. Accident clear though, so some better news there. And 202, 206 by Brown Road up into Bridgewater, a crash. Another problem, 202, 206 by the Somerville Circle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'll tell you, I usually sleep on my side, and the joint pain in my shoulders has been just absolutely excruciating. Since I've been on your fruits and vegetables, the joint pain has gone away. That's an amazing thing, because I have been suffering from that now for probably 20 years. And to have that just disappear like that, I give you guys all the credit for it, because to have that disappear like it has is pretty amazing to me.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You won't bump spots with Mr.
Because
Mike Gallagher.
Spots he doesn't
this
pay
is
the
Mr.
bills.
This
Mike,
is Mr.
No,
My
he
Pillow.
Like me.
All right, then we're going to take.
He doesn't
talk.
Like me because he doesn't want Gallagher.
But
in
first of all, we're going to make this the spot for Mike Lindell. How great is Mike Lindell?
The best.
How many pillows do you sell?
We both sell a lot. Do you know how many pillows he makes?
I know
over 20,000 a day. That's what he produces in minute.
I've said, and it's right there in America. And I sleep. I always say, now I'm going to tell you how to get you know, you got to mypillow.com radio listener specials.
Yep.
We want you to use the promo code AM970.
Yep.
Mike's going to tell you to use Mike G, but I say AM970. Okay.
No, AM970. I'm in your house.
Because Mike comes in, and you know this is the pillow king right next to me.
The pillow
right
never goes flat. It stays nice and cool all during the night. Like the lady on TV says, it gives your neck a little hug. You know, you can throw it in the washer and the dryer whenever you want. Keep it free from all the allergens.
Oh.
It's the best pillow you'll ever sleep on in your life. And incidentally, while we're on the subject,
please.
The mattress topper that's made from the
Don't
same patented film.
You use that, right?
Are you kidding me? I got my pillow tattooed on my shoulder. I love my pillow.
Roger Stone has Nixon.
I've
Mike
got
Lindell.
Mike Lindell. I got the mustache and everything. The Giza Dream Sheets.
I mean, anything you
order, you do AM970.
To your point, Mike, and you started, and we appreciate you. And shout out to Kevin McCullough, very close to Mr. Lindell as well. But when I go, lay down a bit and I'm on the road, when I go to my home, and I'm a single, we're both single fathers. So it's like you go in there, the sheets, the pillow, the mattress topper, it's like a hotel.
And Otis, is Otis on a MyPillow doggy bed?
No.
Joe.
Ruh-roh.
Come on. You don't have a MyPillow doggy bed for Otis?
We got to make the call.
This is an outrage.
MyPillow.com. The promo code is Otis. No, the promo code is AM970 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970. Come on.
The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube. Or tune in at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Mike Lindell is a really great guy. We love him.
And you know, he had a dream about that pillow. It's such a cool story. I mean, he really did dream.
So true.
He lost everything. He was a crack addict. He'll tell the story. And he had a dream. He had a dream he'd meet Trump. Now they're buddies.
Very
now
close.
Mike belongs to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I know, but he's helping out with opioid addiction. He's helping out with the opportunity zones with Dr. Carson. You know, I saw Dr. Carson. I was down there after that Italian-American event.
Yep.
I said, and Joey was with me, my son. He goes, is that Dr. Carson? I went and said, Dave, what a nice guy. They're helping more that no other. I thought this was a quote-unquote liberal, democratic kind of initiative helping out the inner cities. It's President Trump who is stepping up like that. So, hey, so how are you, man?
I'm good. We got a great show plan. And, Joe, I'm excited about seeing Joe Borelli, who's a good friend of the show.
Yeah,
and you guys know Joe. His buddy, Danny Sprague, is a retired NYPD officer.
Sure.
He goes to Nashville to celebrate his 50th birthday. He's got a red hat on. Says, Make America 50 Again. He's celebrating his 50th birthday, but it looks like a MAGA hat. Stranger comes up to him, female, hauls off and punches him as hard as she could in the face.
I saw that, man.
Breaks his skin. He's bleeding.
Yeah.
She runs off. They haven't caught her yet. But Joe, this comes on the heels of a guy driving a van
through a tent full of Trump-supporting Republicans registering people to vote in Jacksonville. This comes after Antifa's roaming the streets, beating up people.
Yeah.
There's anarchy going on right now, Joe, and it is brutal. So we're going to talk to Danny Sprague today at 10:05.
Great.
We're going to get him on the
Great.
Show. I want him to tell the story.
Yeah.
I want to lead the show with that.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? To your point, as we think here, 8:57, I know you're going on the air in a second, but when I think about when I was in high school, it was 1968, the Democratic Convention, that was as violent as they are today. Is this violence a Democratic thing?
Joe, listen, I think it's important to point out that we don't agree with them any more than they disagree with us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We don't like late-term abortion, partial birth abortion. We're not going around hitting people.
Yeah.
We're not going around driving cars through parking lots. We don't do that. Yes, this is a leftist, this is a radical leftist thing,
Better.
And it's scary, and it's got to be addressed. So we got it. Because the mainstream media isn't covering it.
Yeah.
They won't talk about it.
And great to have you here with all the brass here yesterday. That was
yeah,
great. That
yeah,
was so nice
big
that
shots.
You came in.
I'm here every day at 6 a.m. I'm just getting ready, slopping the hogs. Getting the water, milk, and the cows. I'm ready.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05, right here on AM 970. The Answer. You do not want to miss. Love you too, man. Always great to have you with us, Mike. You're the best. And Stacey's going to come on. We'll see what Stacey McCormick has to say about retro fitness. Maybe she's giving some away. And Rick Galvin as well, New York City firefighter. We're going to talk about everything that matters to you. We're going to make some sense of it all right here on AM 970. The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows, with Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher, 10:05, right here on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Royal Caribbean cruise ship that had to be checked for possible coronavirus exposure is en route to Bermuda after officials gave the all clear. The Anthem of the Seas had been scheduled to leave for the Bahamas last Friday, but the crew changed their itinerary following the delay. A crew member had been found dead on the ship last week, leading to possible coronavirus concerns. Many passengers who boarded yesterday said the bulk of those who had tickets decided to stay home. President Trump wants to spend more money to get Americans back to the moon and to get to Mars first. Trump's budget proposal includes more than $25 billion for NASA. That includes money for human lunar landers as part of the Artemis program to get humans back on the lunar surface by 2024. In sports, Islanders skate past the Capitals 5-3. Nets over the Pacers 106-105.